Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey.
Today, I'm going to talk about how to restore the balance in your life by awakening the goddess within. The term goddess is one that may bring images of women in long flowing gowns, wearing wreaths of flowers in their hair. The truth is, everyone has both masculine and feminine energy. Some people are more comfortable expressing one more than the other, while others seem to transition very easily between them. Over time, we have seen the combination of those energies and the expression of them to be really becoming much more individualistic. The true imbalance has come as women have been encouraged to embrace masculine energy to compete in a masculine-dominated workforce, and men quite often are shunned and chastised for embracing their feminine qualities. This has resulted in a very strong expression of masculine energies around the world and has created a very one-sided, patriarchal society that doesn't really value the feminine aspects for our day-to-day lives, and it has thrown our very existence into a tailspin of imbalance. Feminine energy is an integral part of who we are. As women, it is a part of who we are deep in our psyche, held in place through the generations. When we look back at how things have progressed, we look at ancient times when women were honored for their innate nurturing contributions to the community. As caregivers and healers, they were revered and respected. Women were very powerful, but they stood in a power that was based in healing and compassion. The men in the village held a different energetic and physical position of protector and provider. They took care of the physical needs of the community, while the women were what held the community together. While the roles for both men and women have greatly expanded, the shift has negated and overshadowed the value of what feminine energy brings to the health and well-being of our societies as a whole. The shifting of these roles has also required us to change the way we think and the energy that we expend. The current expectation of two-income families may have done a lot to bring women into a stronger footprint in contributing to the household, but in many cases it has created a need for them to put those innate feminine talents aside and learn new skills. Now we find that we are competing for time, space, and attention in what is still a masculine-dominated business world. This has not only clouded our vision of what truly empowers us as women, but it has us drawing on masculine energy most of the time. It's become part of our survival. We have learned to be competitive and dominant players. An energy that resonates from a whole different type of power than the feminine energy that we may be used to. And women are not the only ones who are being confused and struggling with this shift. Both men and women's roles have not just become blurred, they've become blended. So you'd think that would make for a more balanced and harmonious life. But when feminine energies have been suppressed for so long by both genders, it affects the energy balance for everyone. Ellie Drake, MD, who was the founder of Braveheart Women, explained it in a very simple, logical, scientific way. When men find something that excites them, they get adrenaline released into their body. It is a stimulant, a high, and it creates for them a fight or flight response. They feel empowered. Although this rush is amazing for a man's physiology, this release in women can cause panic and often shuts down our ability to handle a situation. Women's bodies, on the other hand, are empowered by the release of oxytocin. This creates for them a feeling of accomplishment or euphoria. So, it's a truth that masculine energy has its place in our society and is very important. We all want to feel safe and protected, but not at the sacrifice of losing or not recognizing or embracing the feminine aspects of peace and compassion. Can we restore this balance? I think it needs to start from discovering on our own what our balance point is, so that we can help shift the balance of our communities and help guide the energies that are shaping our world. I invite you to consider just how much our world would change if we could raise awareness and reawaken the energies of compassion and caring into this world where we are currently and constantly at war. What would it take for us to make that shift to living a more peaceful and nurturing way of life? Yes, we all carry the energy of both masculine and feminine, and we can embrace both. But there's probably some aspects of it that feel more natural to you. And as in all aspects of life, we need to find our own personal balance to be really happy. So the first step in finding balance is to recognize the role that these energies are playing in our lives. Then adapt to find the balance that fits us the best. Perhaps then we can learn to value the feminine aspect of who we are and learn to nurture and respect its importance in the overall well-being of our communities and in the world.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.